Well, hey friends, greetings from Jerusalem. Peace be upon you wherever you're at in the world today. Recording this on Saturday, so still the Sabbath here in Jerusalem. But in spite of that, I managed to find a pretty good espresso. Hey, really important thought in a moment, but a slightly minor important thought as well. I've just had for the first time in my life coffee with cardamom. And I feel like I've been missing a whole important part of my life. So this morning so I had Turkish coffee with cardamom and amazing, glorious, want to pray in tongues. So just you well wherever you are at. Hey, as usual, all the normal things. Thanks to my 1 million subscribers, hit the YouTube thing down there. Check out my new book, Alive, How to Experience the Resurrection Power of Jesus. And thanks to all of my friends, partners, supporters, encourages, prayers, and even critics. So love you guys. Blessings from Jerusalem. Hey, quick thought here today, but I don't think I've ever try to frame this. This has never hit me so much in my entire life, the power, or also the lack of power of religion as being here in Jerusalem. I think if there's one city on planet Earth where people try to contact God, to come into connection with God, I think it would have to be Jerusalem. It's the one I've seen more than Rome, more than Tulsa, more than Reading. And it's just amazing walking the streets here, how you literally see, it feels like Acts 2, you see people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every continent, every ethnicity, and in different ways, and they're all, you'd have their own sense of what's right or wrong, the clothing, the churches, the ornaments, the sacraments, the things you've got to do. You know, and it just sort of hit me standing outside of a church today, and I'm probably a really bad tourist. I'm just not interested in going into churches and look at things. I've got the God of the universe on the inside of me. And I sat outside one of the most famous churches on planet Earth where millions of people have visited, and I'm like, Lord, I connect with you just as much in my home in Massachusetts, or frankly on a plane or wherever I am, because I'm one in Christ Jesus. He was joined to the Lord as one spirit. And it just hit me really that religion is what men do to contact God. Religion is what mankind does to reach God. Jesus is what God does to reach mankind. I'm standing here, sitting here, literally like by the new gate, like it's about 10 yards away. I'll try and film it before I go. And yet, Jesus is like, I am the gate, I am the door, I am the way into the holy place. I am the rock on which the church is built, not the dome of the rock. And it's great to be here. Is this a holy place? Yeah, holy place because God has done holy things here, and it's his chosen place and a special place. But we don't need to wear any funny clothes, any special ceremonies. Especially if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, you can step into the very throne room of God and experience him. And I am. I sound counterintuitive, but I would encourage everybody to come to Israel, to come to Jerusalem. There's something powerful about being in this place. But I would say come with the God of the universe in with you. Leave with the God of the universe in you. And don't get fooled. You know, it's like Paul's writing to Galatians. We have nothing to go back to. There's nothing in religion. And whenever we start thinking, wearing any clothes, going to any place, doing anything, will get us closer to God. You can't be closer to God than in Christ Jesus. Selah. Boom. Guys, wishing you well. Today we're going to have lunch here, spend some time in Jerusalem. Tomorrow is our last day here. And we have a large public gathering in Jerusalem with thousands of people. The Prime Minister is coming. And then Leah and I are flying out literally at midnight from Tel Aviv and landing in New York or New Jersey early Monday morning. So blessings be upon you. Bye for now.